This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke could be seen from the southern Israel border after an explosion in Gaza on Wednesday as Israeli army deployed ground troops in the area near the border with the enclave. The United Nations said Israeli forces on Wednesday hit a food distribution site in southern Gaza run by the UN agency that works with Palestinian refugees, killing one staff member from the agency and wounding 22 others. The Syrian civil war has faded from the headlines but is far from over. On the 13th anniversary, rebel militaries and families on the front line say battles there are intensifying and increasingly deadly. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
What began as peaceful protests in Syria in early 2011 quickly became a gruesome civil war. More than a decade later, the battles and the humanitarian crisis they have caused continue. For families on the front lines, the end is nowhere in sight. The government of President Bashar al-Assad controls most of Syria, but the United Nations says fighting in recent months has seen its largest escalation in 4 years, causing an unprecedented humanitarian crisis. Heather Murdoch in Istanbul with Muawiya Atrash and Ahmed Falaha in Idlib, Syria. VOA News.
President Vladimir Putin says Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened. It was another blunt warning to the West just days before an election in which the Russian leader is all but certain to win another 6-year term. Putin has repeatedly talked about his readiness to use nuclear weapons since launching a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022.